Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners, and this is Sandra. I welcome you to the Power to Be You show, and I am so happy to be here with you and to wish you all a very happy new year. I do apologize for Tuesday's show, as I was out on the road and had not actually set up the 2008 shows, and I found myself outside of my own show. So that was actually a great way to start the year, but I've actually taken Tuesday's empowerment coaching theme, and I've brought it on to today's start with what we're going to cover today. But before I start, I really do want to take this opportunity to thank the listeners and to thank you who, those of you who have downloaded the shows on the archive through Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You. I am moving forward with bringing distinctions, bringing people, coaches, visionaries, leaders, and if you go back into the archive, you'd be able to come across different people that I've had on the show who are what you would say movers and shakers, to use a cliche there, but just people truly who embody what a lot of the people outside in the communities are seeing. And I believe that there's a movement out there that of awareness and awakening. I also do see through my own experience that as you start to focus and as you start to look out for something different in your life, these differences do start to come into your life, and they start to empower you and impact you and really help to hone your own vision and really help you to really go forward and say, okay, you know, where do I stand in all this? And what, you know, what is this saying to me? So it is my definite wish to be able to come to you on Blog Talk Radio and the Power to Be show to bring coaching, awareness, empowerment, education, and to share with you not only my own testimony, but also bring about people, just like you and I, people who believed they had a purpose, who believed that there was something that really propelled them to do something different with their lives and to bring a lot of meaning, not only into their own personal living conditions, but into the conditions of people around them and society as a whole. So I'd like to point out and to mention a few of those people whom I shared this platform with, particularly the month of December. And these three individuals, they are all authors, they are all speakers, they are leaders in their communities, and they are nationally and internationally recognized through their work and through their contribution. And their names, number one was Steve Siebold. And Steve Siebold, he is deemed the mental toughness king, as he studied for the past 25 years. He studied just all of the different business tycoons, for lack of a better word, but people who truly, truly have or epitomize success and skill and knowledge. And he created a book, The 177 Mental Toughness Secrets of the World Class, and you can download his book on his website, and you can just go into my archives for December and listen to our interview, as he just, his book and he himself is just a world of knowledge, and I've actually deemed his book as the as this century's version of Think and Grow Rich. So for those of you who know Think and Grow Rich, you will be able to modernize your thoughts and your thinking by bringing this book and adding it onto your collection. And truly, I believe that this is equivalent to a degree. Honesty is a life education in the making. And it's not only he himself who talks via his book, but it's the thousands and hundreds of men and women that he has shared the platform of personal development and success. So definitely go back into that and download his the show that we had. Then we also have Mario Alvi, and his book is In Harmony with Your Success. He's a life coach, and his personal story was one where he had pushed himself to a level where he was earning very good money in the real estate industry. And then he found out that he had cancer, and the cancer had was if it was an extreme case already, and he the stage that it was at, and it really, really put him in a position to look at his life and to reevaluate where he was going and what he had done and the legacy that he would leave had anything happened. So today he is someone who is a life success consultant. He studied under Bob Proctor, and his vision is to transform the consciousness of society. And he lives here where I live, out in West Palm Beach. So you'd like to go back and look at the interview that I had with him. And then lastly, last week, we had J.B. Glossinger. Now, J.B. is very exciting because J.B. is not only the smarty, you know, that real, he's a metaphysical expert. He ran an aeronautics company. He's very young for his experience, and he's just very knowledgeable. He is also a coach. He has a morning program for free coaching, 15 minutes a day. It's every single day that he has all the way through Saturday and Sunday. And this is a morning call, which is you can go on www.freecoaching.com, and that is his website. Excuse me, it's morningcoach.com. And you can also download our interview. JB has his own book, Get Out of Neutral, Manifest the Life Experience You Desire. And he's a lot of fun, but his big underlying drive is to effectuate a positive change in the awareness of our human condition. And a lot of you will say, okay, you know, a lot of this talk, when we intellectualize talk and when we bring the academics in and we start putting out labels and talk like these doctors, and a lot of that puts people off, because if you are not in the know, our general condition and our mindset is to really stand away and stay away and refuse anything that we're not comfortable with or things that we are afraid about. And I will tell you that that's what makes JB so much fun, because he just breaks it down to layman terms and you see it, you feel it through him, you feel his spirit, because that is where the truth of our conditioning lies. You know, no, and this is where I come in and I say, you know what, it does not matter who you are, where you live, where you are, the amount of money that you have, you know, who you're married to, the labels, the accolades, the places you've been, it does not matter at the end of the day, because at the end of our journey, we will all recognize and realize that we all are spirit, and we all basically have the same nervous system. We basically have the same desires to live life, to love, to be loved, to be inspired, to inspire others, to love and to be needed. And truly, this is an awareness that for me is my life source, because I feel, and I've lived it and I live it every single day, there is more to life than the everyday humdrum that we are living. There is more to life than sitting in front of your computer and chatting, or looking at your bank account, or looking at the amount of money that you do not have, or getting called by the creditors, or having to worry about what am I going to do, or how much weight should I lose, especially now, you know, or, well, you know, last year I couldn't lose my 10 pounds, and now this year, here we go again. You know, all of that humdrumness, the ordinarities of life, and that's not even a word, but that's a word that I just made up. You know, all of that makes life boring. All of that makes life just, for those people who truly value themselves, who value what the beauty that we have in our life, our wisdom, who value the physical makeup of our bodies, who value our world, who value the sky and the sun and the sea, and just all of the different magnificence that is all around us that we can look at, that we can see when we stop to realize what it is that surrounds us. For those people who truly care to embrace that, those people are those who say, you know what, there is more to life, and yes, there is more to life. We just have to be open to it. We have to be open to it. We have to embrace it. We have to set ourselves up so that we are constantly bringing this awareness into our lives. We have to take the time to breathe, to thank ourselves, to be in gratitude. We also have to take the time to really dream about what we can be, to have those dreams that we came here to make a difference, and why not you? Why not you? Why not me? The world is big enough for all of us to stand on our own podium and profess what it is that we came to profess. And most of us will have that within us, that light that flickers, that light, that flame that just burns within you. And anytime something comes that puts that flame in danger of being put off or put out, this is when your real core, the essence of who you are, stands out and starts to scream, starts to say, you know, protect. This can't happen. And this is where frustration begins. So it's recognizing and realizing the inner qualities that you already possess, that you have, and allowing it to expand. It's do not think that, nah, whether you're in your 20s or you're in your 40s or you're in your 60s or you're even 80, it's never too late. The day that is too late is when you no longer have the possibility of tomorrow before you. At that moment, when you're laying there in that bed or wherever you are and you're about to breathe your last breath, that's when the spirituality of humanity is the same and will be the same for everyone alive. Doesn't matter your color, does not matter your wealth, does not matter your religion. I am no one better to tell someone here that this is the person you have to believe in. However, I can tell you that in my own existence and in my own humanity and in my own life experience, there's only one person, one entity, one deity that I attribute my life to. And my purpose and my vision is aligned to who he is for me and for many other people in this world, and that is God. Now, that is something that I'm very fervent about moving forward with. There is a difference between who we are spiritually, and there's a difference between a doctrine that is created through an institution, and people truly need to become aware that our spirituality is something that extends beyond a building. It extends beyond our reasoning and our willingness to listen. It is a need that we have within us. It is a need as human beings that we must satisfy with the right component, the right essence. And this is why people always search and people are always looking, moving forward, moving it through different relationships, moving from state to state, going to other places of the world, seeking, trying out. This is why people go and then just all of a sudden you think that, you know what, it's my purpose is to make all this money, and if I make it, I'll be happy. Oh, that's it. And then you make the money, and you know what, why does life not seem better? Maybe you might be richer, but your life is not happier. You're not fulfilled. And for me, this has been a personal journey that has been challenging. It has been difficult because within our lives, we are conditioned and we do pick up specific beliefs. We are part of a group. We create an identity for ourselves. And we all have our challenges. And for me, my spiritual life, though it has always been very much driven by my purpose to serve as a human being and to contribute to the growth of others through my own experience, I have made many mistakes, quote-unquote. if I'm to look at it as results, then it is not a mistake because, as I say in the world of coaching and personal development, the meaning that you give to your results is what gives you your experience. And if I am to say, well, that happened and that was a mistake, well, how am I going to feel good about that? And that's something that I've never done or tried to just very, very fervently not do in my life, which is to look at my life and my results as mistakes. They are, I believe they are mistakes when you don't see any good in them and when the result does not help you to move forward and become better. So this is a never-ending quest, but I will say that what has made a difference is knowing that God has always been there and He's directed me, even in moments when the things that I was doing was not exactly aligned to what I should be doing. But we're going to leave that aside, and I'm going to get right into what today we are going to talk about, which I'd like to bring your awareness to the fact that this year now with 2008 launching, Power to Be You is taking on two separate entities. The Tuesday show is the half an hour personal empowerment show, and this is coaching through empowerment. And it's through this type of coaching that you yourself is going to be empowered and empowered with skills and tools and distinctions to move your life forward. And if you go back into the archives, there are various specific days where tools such as the Wheel of Life was shared with you. And this is a tool that is widely used through the coaching industry, but it is a tool that you can apply to any type of area in your life to include your entire life's core and essence. And just really take a look at that, and once you learn how it is used, which is very simple, then you are able to apply it in very specific areas of your life. So, for example, with the new year launching, what you can do is if you say to yourself, I want to, these are my goals. Let's say these are my three goals. I want to, like to say mine, okay. I want to, what's most important to me is family, my career with Live and Learn Enterprises, and then my family. Did I say family already? Family, home life, and career. So those are the three areas. So now I can take the Wheel of Life and separate each one of those areas into different components and then look at the whole wheel and say, okay, where am I on a scale from 0 to 10, where am I in each area? And then what area must I work on so that the Wheel of Life is going to be more of a rounded wheel as opposed to a jagged character? So just look into that, use that. But Tuesday's show is going to be about personal empowerment, coaching, making distinctions, and this is solely for you to be able to be helped along your own path so that you yourself can really define who you are at the core, step up, move forward, go forward in the direction of your life, of your dreams, come together with different people, raise your awareness, truly step up to who you are supposed to be. Know who you are at the core, and whatever's not working in your life, empower yourself so you can break that chain, so you can cut it, so you can break away from what's limiting you, and empower yourself by knowing that there are options. Empower yourself by knowing that, number one, there's so much information out there that you can really use to help you. And knowing that we are on a journey. We are on a journey. That's what life is. Life is a continuous flow. And it needs to be just like a stream of water. It needs to continually flow so that new energy comes in. It needs to just flow so it can wash out other things. And it's when we stop living, when we stop allowing ourselves to experience life, to go up and down, when we stop allowing ourselves to be touched and to be moved, that we start to die. And as living things, we must grow. If we do not grow, then we die. So if you're with me, if you're alive, if you're listening to me, and if you want to be inspired, and if you want to be motivated and empowered, and if you want to stand up one day in some mountain and say, this is who I am, this is what I came here for, and come with me and side with me and let's bond together, then you need to be on Power to Be You Tuesdays at 2 p.m., and you need to write me, you need to send me your information, you need to join me because I am definitely on a platform to make a difference. And the phone number that you will call is 646-716-8620. Now you can also write to me at liveandlearnllc@gmail.com. That's liveandlearnll, as in Larry, L, Larry, C, Charlie, @gmail.com. Write to me, send me some, if you want remarks or send me ideas or questions, or if you want to just join me on my website as well and join the newsletter, please definitely come on forward because, like we say, it takes one, but then one doesn't make a team. I can carry the flag, but if I'm alone out there, then it's not going to be as impressive. So definitely I am looking this year to expand my network, my reach, really to get myself out there, to get my company out there, but really to do it in the sense that people are going to be empowered. You know, every time I stand, just today alone, I stood out there at the supermarket and I'm looking at the people who are helping me, who are serving me. And when we both said Happy New Year, it just felt to me that, you know, another year again. And unless you have a vision, how exciting is life? How exciting is this these next 12 months when in 12 months we're going to say again, Happy New Year again? Well, what has happened in that new year? What has transpired of value for that person and for their own awareness and for their own development and their own evolution and their own contribution? So truly, if this is where you are, obviously I can't force feed it and I'm not trying to do anything that you don't want to do, but for those of you who want to and who want to take life by the horns and help yourself move forward and get rid of all your junk and just become a little lighter and hopefully end up at a place in your life where you're going to say, you know what, this life rocks. This is what life is about. I don't have to ask to anyone. I don't have to beg to anyone. I don't have to live by anyone else's laws, but my own God. You know, I mean, it's not just my own God, but it's our God. And just going forward in fulfillment and going forward loving yourself, loving your life, loving who you are, and being able to share that love with people who surround you, being able to smell the flowers, being able to say, you know what, I'm free and I have freedom and I am using my freedom wisely. So definitely now you know where to find me. Now the other part is Thursdays. Now Thursdays, I have deemed them. I went from the Power of One because I had on that specific day was the Power of One, the Voice of Many. This is where I had a coach or a leader coming on Thursdays, and I was interviewing the person. Now I'm still going to carry this forward. However, this basically has changed to Power to Be You, Making a Difference Together. Now, this is a difference for yourself and making a difference for others, which on one side, you'll have the fulfillment, because when you're making a difference for yourself, then you're fulfilled and you are happy, and then it makes the journey a good ride, and it makes the struggle worth it, because you know that there's a light at the end of the rainbow, like they say. You know, and makes it worth it because it's not what happens right now, but it's a succession of continuous movement and application and contribution that will eventually show its results. And this is where talking about us making a difference for ourselves and others, where we truly as human beings, not only are we fulfilled on a personal level, but we also begin to feel fulfillment at the highest level of consciousness, which is when you are contributing to the wellness and welfare of other people. And that is what today's show is about, is contribution. And this is an area of life that I believe has truly, truly put me at a different phase and a different bucket altogether. Because when I say bucket, there's such a visual there. But the reason why I said bucket is because I'm going, in order to make this point, I'm going to have to tell you a little bit about my life and what has happened basically that led me to where I am today. And what happened, 2005, November 2005, I had been working as a flight attendant for about 17 years with a major carrier, and I traveled internationally, and that allowed me a lot of freedom to pursue my life outside of the industry. It allowed me freedom to become an actor, to become a voiceover person. I lived in New York City. I performed out there. On one occasion, I was the voice of Christy Turlington, if any of you know. She's a model, and I did a commercial for Calvin Klein for a perfume, and it was her face, but it was my voice, and that was just one of the jobs that I had done out there while living in New York City. I also did print modeling. I did a lot throughout my 17 years traveling throughout the world. I studied different languages. I basically lived a life. I went out to the Cannes Film Festival a few times, wrote my own movie, just really, really experienced life from a very free point, artistic point, creative artistry, I would say. Just really, I was really able to live my life as a butterfly, loving it, enjoying it, doing everything that I wanted to do, spending the money that I wanted to spend, not worrying about where tomorrow was going to be, not worrying about a home, not worrying about much, really just thinking like where do I want to be next week and what country do I want to eat at, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that came to a short haul when I began to get injured in the airline industry. I began to get injured on the aircraft in 2000. And unfortunately, the first time I got injured, I was helping a person. I reached out in front of them to prevent a carrier from falling on top of them. And in the process, I ended up getting two herniations on one on my neck and one in my back. And but I was also young, so I was a lot younger, and I had been basically very, very good health, very good shape, working out, just again enjoying life. And after that first injury, the next year I had another injury where my pelvis rotated, and just a lot of different things started to happen year after year, getting injured, got hit by a cart. And what happened was that in 2005, November 2005, the last injury, I was returning from Italy, and all of a sudden I just started feeling the pain and the pulses radiating from my lower back upward. And as the flight continued, it got to the point that I just couldn't even stand. And basically after that day, I was out. And that's when my real hardship began, because that injury basically implicated my entire being. It implicated my life, not only from the physical level of not being able to move, and I have always been a mover. I have always been a person that could never sit in one place. As you can see, I move as much as I talk. So to get me to quiet down and to stay in one place is totally going against the grain, completely flipping my makeup. And so, in, you know, this the story exceeds so much more, but what I can say is that prior to that injury, I was also in the military. I served for the Air Force Reserves, and I was a public affairs specialist and journalist, and I was really moving forward because of the level of experience that I brought to my reserve unit, being that I joined at a late age. I joined at the age of 35. I also had I was a single parent, and I had at that point it was a 4-year-old child or 3-year-old child. And again, all of this was, I was doing it simultaneously. So when I finally got hit and I couldn't, I was also doing my master's in global and my master's in business administration and global marketing. So all of a sudden an injury pretty much left me down, left me down and out, like you could say. And what made it worse was that the insurance company that represented the company I worked for, they basically pulled the rug out from under me and had me go look at one of their doctors. And the doctor, of course, being that it's workman's comp, said, "Nope, I don't see objective findings, therefore you're fit to go back to work." And at that point, they were able to remove themselves from any responsibility to helping me get back on my feet. And I was left to my own devices. And I basically just unable to stand, unable to really walk, unable to even hold the door. That's how I was. And this is when everything started tumbling down. And I had my money. All of a sudden, I had debt that I had accrued throughout my life of not really caring and not really looking for the future and not wanting to really save my money, using it as it was. All of a sudden, debt was there, and I was awaiting long-term disability, and for a period, I didn't have money, even though I had a mortgage, I had a child, I had all these things, life in my school. And the one thing that kept me strong, the one thing was that I knew that, you know, what doesn't kill you will only make you stronger. And immediately the meaning I gave it was that this was a test, that this really was a test of faith. It was a test of faith for me toward God. It was a test of faith for me to see if I was going to trust that he would be there, that he would help me, that my money would come. And it was a bigger test in myself if I really believed that I really could contribute and make a difference for people at a time when basically I was doing really, really bad because I was injured, I was hurting, I couldn't move. I was being tested, my mind, I was freaking out. I had just a lot of emotional challenges with figuring, okay, you know, do I freak out or am I going to be realistic? Am I going to trust? Am I going to still be me? Am I still going to be happy? How will I be to my son? How am I to my family? Because at that time I had also purchased a home with my father and my mother. And I was responsible to them, but they do not share my positivity. They do not share my outlook in life. They are old school. They feel the way most of our parents are going to feel. They cannot see the same things we see because they did not live the same era. Therefore, they are a lot more prevalent to worrying and to not seeing the world through rosy-colored spectacles, like they say. So that in itself gave me a lot of different stimuli to deal with. So all throughout, I just kept on believing. And all throughout, I just kept my head up high, and I kept on pursuing in my mind what I knew was my purpose, and I kept on moving forward. Now, this whole long story that I'm telling you basically gets me to this point, which during one of those days, I basically said, you know what, Sandra, you need to go and help someone else who's in a worse position than you are, because that's when you are going to realize what you have, and that is when you're going to be gracious and in gratitude for what it is that you have in your life. So go and find a place to help. And immediately I did just that. Right where I live, we have a center that's called, it's a migrant center of for the migrant workers. Most of them are Guatemalan or Mexican, and these people are below the poverty line, which basically they need to make about $12,000 a year. And if they make $12,000 a year, then they are able to get the medical assistance through the Caridad Center. And Caridad, if you'd like to look it up, is Caridad, Caridad Immigrant Center. And what they do is they help thousands of people. They help people who are migrant workers and who would have no other way of seeing any doctors. This includes children, newborns, elderly, young people, women, mothers. I mean, women have come there with cancer. breast cancer, and through this center and through the help of the people that work there, who are everyday people working for a salary, they take upon themselves these cases, and they go and they start searching throughout the community and throughout hospitals and nonprofit organizations to see who will be able to operate or who will be able to come in and provide this person with life-saving medication or just so many different things. So I became a volunteer, an interpreter there. Like I said, I speak four languages, and one of them, my native tongue, is Spanish. And when I went there, I mean, all I will say is that one day as I stood behind the receptionist and a woman came with her children to get vaccinated, they said to her, well, we can't take you now, but can you come back in a couple of days? And the woman cried and she said, I can't. I do not have the $7 for a bus to bring my three kids here. And at that moment, you know, I feel it now, because at that moment is when you feel who we are. It's when you feel what we have. It's when you feel that we have a responsibility to help other people. We have a responsibility to give of ourselves, because we can always make a difference for someone. We always have something to give. And if we're too hurt or too much in the rut, or we don't have empowering information to uplift us and to help us, we waste our lives while so many people could be helped by the little that we can give them. You know, that's power enough for us to say, you know what, get up, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself, stop victimizing yourself, and get up and go. And go find a place, go help someone, go help, you know, go help in a church, or go help in a school, go help a child who maybe is abused, and maybe for that one day of his life, or that one day in the week, or the one day in the month, he'll come across a soul who cares. Or he'll come across a person who's able to look at him in the eye and say, I love you, or you're beautiful, or I'm here to help. You know, that to me is humanity. That to me is our purpose. And, of course, this moment wasn't supposed to happen, but it just really touched me, because it's, you know, these insignificant things that to us, when we're dealing with our everyday life, we don't see. You know, Christmas time just happened, and most of us, will, if we had the money or we didn't have the money, we're looking at obtaining something material that cost a lot more than we can afford, or wanted to be somewhere, and we got upset when it didn't come our way. And then you look at someone like this lady who needed to bring her children to get vaccinated for free, three kids, but she didn't have $7 to bring them on the bus. And then, you know, that's really where the scope. And that's where you look at life and say, wow, you know, wow, what can we do? So anyway, the purpose of today's show was to share with you some of the different organizations that I believe are really very incredible organizations that are doing a lot to bring about awareness and to bring a lot of this empowerment to us as human beings. And I will tell you that in helping others, we raise our own standards, and we raise the meaning of our lives. When we help others, when we go out there, it doesn't have to be 1 hour a week. 1 hour a week, take, for example, Stock in Children, which is an organization that I basically got to the point that I was working with 14 organizations up to about 2 months ago, and that got to be too crazy. So basically I've let a lot of them, put them aside for now. But Take Stock in Children is an incredible organization. Basically go to takestockinchildren.org or .com, and they are an organization that provides at-risk youth, of low income, of course, with scholarships to a four-year college, and they provide them a mentor. So a child cannot have a scholarship if they cannot be assigned a mentor. And a mentor can be anyone. Basically, the mentor will commit to meeting a child once a week for 1 hour. Basically not even an hour. It's the time that the child has, the middle school child or high school child, during their lunch hour. Basically they get anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Now this is what you can do. And that's amazing. You will follow through with this child for the continuous of their term in school. And these children are very much appreciative, and they create bonds, because sometimes these children, you as a mentor, you're the only adult who cares enough to sit down with them and help them and ask them questions and ask them about their lives and, you know, just deal with them and really create a relationship. So that's Take Stock in Children. Now, the other institutions that I have, the organizations, I need to let you know that where I have really seen distinctions is that the organizations that are making a difference, a lot of them that truly make an impact, are Christian-based organizations. I don't know if this is because I am aware of it and because I am a Christian, but these organizations are throughout the world, and they go and impact people, and they really, really have a great organization. So I'm going to go through about five organizations that if you go look at them, I guarantee you that you will find something that's going to impact your heart and that is going to allow you to really identify with an area of your own life and an area of your own spirit that's going to mirror something in what these organizations do. And they all involve, they involve children, they involve women, and they involve men. And they are all mission-oriented, outreach-oriented. They also provide opportunities for you to travel, for you to go on mission trips, for you to, and I think this is just incredible. I traveled throughout the world 17 years, and I'll tell you, sometimes a lot of the people, when you go across to where the grass is greener, then you see the reality. And I will tell you that there were times when flight attendants, ladies who've been traveling for a long time, women who were alone, women who never got married because of the job, women who were maybe kind of on the sad side because their life really is not, you know, this is not surrounded by what they would wish, because they've always been busy about just flying and going back and going forward. A lot of the times they would go across seas, and we would call them, door clickers or click and go, and basically meant that when you walked into the hotel room, you would close your door, and that would be it. You wouldn't be out until the next day when it was time for you to come back to the States. Now, how fun is that? How fun is it to go across to Paris, close your door, and not come back out? Well, I will tell you that for people who didn't feel comfortable with themselves, didn't feel safe, didn't feel if they were socially not really all that adapted to meeting new people, being individuals, going out there on their own, independent, these people prefer to stay inside. So I will tell you that if you go on a mission trip where you are going to go with a community of people, where you go where people have the great spirit, where they know they're going to make a difference, where you're going to go and improve someone's life, where you're going to go and contribute, and it's an organized project, and you can actually do fundraising for it, I can tell you that that is something that just beats even you going on a vacation. This is something that you can do with your family. This is something that you can do with your school. This is something that you can do with your group, Kiwanis group, women's group, whatever. You can create your own. You can create your own niche. You can create your own purpose and your place. So really look at these, and I am going to start with write these down, because honestly, this is something that you can really go in and investigate on. One is Go Christ Fellowship. This is actually the congregation where I go to. And what's exciting about this congregation is that our pastor, Pastor Mullins, he was a football coach. He was a professional college football coach. And our presiding pastor is Dr. John C. Maxwell. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with John Maxwell, he is a motivational, he is a leadership coach. And John Maxwell, he is a terrific speaker. He's very real. He's very funny. He's very good. He recently was at the United Nations speaking to the World Forum, and he really, really knows how to inspire and how to motivate and how to reach you in your core. So if you go to GoChristFellowship.com, you can also download the archives and listen to the different speeches and the different presentations that they've had. And Sunday after Sunday, it's weekend after weekend, each one is if just as equal or even better to move you and to stir within your heart your purpose and your vision. And this church is actually in an old Target center. It used to be a Target store, so it's very hip, very, very modern. And Christ Fellowship has become an official foster home or foster company, where through them you can also become a foster parent, or you can become an adoptive parent. And they created Places of Hope. You could go on www.placesofhope.com, and what they do is they provide hope for children. They provide health care, education, economic development, community outreach, and evangelism. And this is throughout the entire world, through North and South America, Africa, Asia, Europe. You can just do so much. You can do so much. And it's basically about relationships and about going out there. And you can be a part of sponsoring a child directly. You can go on these mission trips throughout the world, take your kids, go with your family, and really just create an impact. So they also have another home that they just instituted to help the children of West Palm Beach. So you can look at that as well on their Places of Hope, and they have Villages of Hope, which is for the children. They also have an organization that helps now with the veterans, outreaching out to them and bringing them in and helping them integrate into the community. So definitely go out there and look at the Places of Hope International and get yourself some global vision this year. So another organization that I think is just incredible is Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse is through the evangelist Billy Graham and his son. And there, again, it's just incredible the amount of work and impact that they do throughout the world. And you can contribute with very minimal. If you want to contribute $5, you will be able to. I believe your $5 can help them buy chicks for each family so that the family can have eggs. So it just goes down to very basic levels, to helping them with water, helping them with corn, helping them with shelter in Africa, out in all these other places, vaccinations. So just really, you know, I think the biggest thing would be to say, you know what, for this year, let me go on a trip. Let me go on a trip and let me go outside of myself and help. And then let me see what that call does to my soul, and how that action will lead me to a different place in my life, where it doesn't matter if the creditors are coming behind you. You know, I don't want to be irresponsible. What I'm saying is, that's not what your soul is about. That's not what that flame in your heart is about. The flame in your heart is what you have to make a difference that will allow you to leave a legacy, to touch the spirit of another person, most likely a child. I just heard that 2 days ago, January 1st, I don't know if it was godsend for me to be able to turn on the TV and see this program. This is another organization that truly impacted me, though I knew it from before while I was a flight attendant. I never really took the time, but as I watched it unfold before me, I was really touched. And this is Operation Smile, and you can go on operationsmile.org. And what they do is they volunteers repair childhood facial deformities while building public and private partnerships that advocate for sustainable healthcare systems for children and families. And they go all around in third world countries, and they take kids who have the cleft palates and deformities, basically, because unfortunately these kids are ridiculed and they are segregated because of how they look, and they change their lives. And for you and I, a contribution of $240 will allow one child to be operated on. That's something that you're like, that you have to say, wow, that is amazing. That is amazing, because for $240, we can change the life of a child forever, and of his mother, and of his father, and their families. Because in a lot of these countries where these people have nothing else, where they have no education, where they don't have health care, seeing a child like that will only lead them to segregate this child, to remove him from the community, to remove him from the tribe. And when you can see a mother crying because they get turned away because they don't have enough spots, and you see their pain, and then you look at the other side, the mothers that get chosen, and then you see them when they look at their children that have now been operated on, and you can see it, you feel it. So imagine you knowing that maybe you went on one of these trips, or maybe you donated $240 and you had them send you back a picture of the before and the after. Imagine what that will do to your heart. Imagine what that will do at the end of 2008, where you can turn around and say, you know what? Doesn't matter what else happened, but you made a difference. You made a difference in one person. That's where, when you listen to that statement that says, to the world you may be one person, but to one person you may be the world. Imagine that. So go on that. Go on that site also and just look at it. Look at Operation Smile and just, you know, be touched. So let me see. That was three. Then I have another great association that I am the vice chair for here in my community, which is, this is for women, and this is Stonecroft Ministries, and it is spelled Stonecroft. They've just initiated what is called Launch, and Launch is building a community for women to be able to go help in their communities, to learn about themselves, to join other women, and to really come and create a ministry of doing good, of just prayer, mentoring, and volunteering to different things. Now, the way that this plays off is that once a month we have a luncheon, and we have speakers who come in and share their testimony. And this week, next week, actually on Wednesday, we will have Billy Cash, who is a relative of Johnny Cash, the country music singer, and she is a speaker, she is a prayer person, she's an author, she is a woman who has lived a very long life, and she's been on TV, she's been on all types of different TV and radio endeavors. But this is something that allows women to come together. And if you are not in any type of group, or you feel that you want something more, if you're missing something, or if you feel that you would like to try to go in and feel, just be open to it. I urge you to go online and see what you can come across, and go to stonecroft.org, and you would be able to look at any area in your where you live, where you can actually participate and become part of this group, which is a lot of people really are rising up. And I will tell you that where I really see a big difference is with Christ Fellowship. The people that you see coming to this church are people who had lost their belief in God, because they felt that, you know, it was that whole push and we're going to push them into you. And they've come there now, and they are led through love and through ministry to help other people, and through building family and through building communities and through doing good, not, you know, basically just walking the walk and sharing music, sharing laughter, sharing beauty, sharing kids. And it's really just blesses you every time you go, and it just really helps you to deal with your own life when the times are questionable. So those are four, and now I have two more, actually, so it would be six. This one company, I haven't actually researched it, but when they had sent me the information, they just have a lot, and this is called Buckner, B-U-C-K-N-E-R, Orphan Care International. So you can go to helporphans.org. That's one of the their actual organization, but they again go through missions, and they do a lot of volunteering. They do a lot of different just groups and a lot of different development programs to help throughout the world. They had something that was shoes for orphan souls, and you would collect the shoes for right before the end of the year in October, and you would actually bring them along to all areas of the world. So that's something that really is impactful. So go there as well. And then lastly, this is an organization that sends you a book, and I think it's just amazing. It's just very, very good. And this one is actually called Marynoll, M-A-R-Y-K-N-O-L-L. And this is all about what happens out there, outside of our countries and outside of our own area. You can go to www.marynoll.org and look at what they have. But they are going out into all areas in Africa, in Asia, and particularly in South America. A lot of these priests are going out and helping in communities with gangs, and sometimes they've lost their lives doing this. But when you look, you know, what brings people together, it's hope. Really, it's hope. Hope. And when these people are in situations where life is finishing, or life just seems so hard, where they can't even get food and there's unrest, and someone comes and can share with them a little bit of light, I think that makes a big difference for their existence. So go into that again. Go into Samaritan's Purse and look at that. Look at different areas that they have. Go to goldchristfellowship.com and look through it and see what you can find. Even at the end of the week, you can listen to the shows, or not the shows, but the I'm thinking of the word seminars, but it's more of the programming, Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 a.m., and Sunday at 11, and just listen to it live and be impacted from where you are. And for any of you who would like to reach me, again, go to liveandlearnllc@gmail.com, and you can contact me via that. And please, definitely, my desire is to bring awareness, is to bring the awareness that we all have an amazing jewel inherently lying within us. And it's not about money, it's not about education, it's not about any of these things that society values and materialism. Honestly, it's about who we are in our naked selves, what our spirit is. And our spirit is guided by a higher force. Our spirit is guided by God, and our spirit is guided by that flame of hope, of inspiration, of growth, of love, of making a difference. And I really feel that we can all make a difference if we come together. I'm not the only one saying this. There is a definite movement. Even Clinton he created an initiative, and he has a book, Giving, that's what it's called. And I can tell you that I know I'm heading in this direction, and it is about making a difference, and we can all do it. So I just thank you for listening to me. I am so happy that I am able to come across and share with you a little bit of my story, and I look forward to just building a relationship with you all. And just write to me, let me know what you think, what you'd like, and become a part of this team, become a part of my team, and together we'll move forward. We can make this world rock, and we can make a different impact in kids, in people, in humanity. And I know that when I die, I want people to say, you know what, she made a difference. And it's a difference that I made simply because I believed that I could. So I love you all. Happy New Year. And I look forward to seeing you once again on Tuesday.